You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
Love it.
I just said hey.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased.
What are you trying to say?
I'm so into you.
I really don't really care.
What?
Next message.
We're still here.
Look at my cat.
Get off the cat.
You son of a bitch.
Enjoy it.
DG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Where's that?
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
End of message.
Got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
Next message.
Got two turntables and a microphone.
Seriously, guys. Four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
End of message.
You look so good right now, you son of a bitch.
Next message.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Get in touch. You got to talk about it.
Horrible. Give us a call. 646-915-9228.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
That's what it is. Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go pick. Really?
All right. We are live.
Oh, we're
As live can be.
We're live now.
Yes. All right. So we want to apologize first for being a little late. It's a quite the show over here. Why don't you explain what's going on?
Well, we decided to go big or go home, and we got Flying Pace in the studio with us. Four people. There's two guys, two girls. They're going to rock it out. They're going to give us some songs. They've been sitting here for 30 minutes graciously waiting
trying to, like, bear with us.
Oh, God, it's hot in here.
But everybody's drinking, I think, so yeah. Everyone's somewhat happy. I'm still seeing smiling faces, which is always a good thing. So, I've been talking to Christy about coming on the show. We had a couple failed attempts, and now we are here. I am, why don't you try to get into that microphone and see what we got here.
There it is.
Let's see if I can hear you. Christy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ooh, oh, there it is.
I think I hear you. One more time.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I think I hear you. Beautiful.
Yeah, there it is.
So, Christy, tell us what's going on. Tell us about the band. Tell us about who's in the band. Give your introductions.
Right. Well, I'm Christy. That's Marty.
Okay.
Marta De Leon. She plays bass. That's George Flanagan, he plays guitar, and that's Josh, plays drums.
Right on. So two chicks playing guitar, so guitar and bass, and then there's, one chick playing guitar, one chick playing bass, the other guy, George, is playing.
Right first, Tammy, had it right first.
So now, are you lead guitar, or is he like lead guitar?
Yeah, he's lead guitar.
Do you tell him he's lead guitar, but really you're lead guitar?
Yeah, totally. I let him think that.
Yeah. And George, don't be afraid to get up on a mic. We don't have a vocal mic for you, but he's...
Yeah.
All right, so Flying...
Really.
Yeah, I think we share duties pretty evenly.
Okay, right on.
The one interesting thing I found when I was researching you guys, a lot of songs that you guys have written are written by other people. Or I found, like, there was written by Andrew Simon, Greg...
Oh, yeah.
And Michael.
That's actually the only cover we've ever done.
So that's the only thing I found.
Ever done.
How does it feel to be called unoriginal? What a son of a bitch. I can't believe it.
I'll do it every time.
They come all the way here and...
Wait 30 minutes.
I thought there was like... I know. I just thought there was like some kind of like, Beach Boys guy in the closet.
Because we're women, we can't write our own songs.
Well, kind of. A little bit.
No, actually, that song is called I Have My Doubts, which is actually what we're going to play first.
Awesome.
And we did not write that. That was written by a band called Theme Satan, which is no longer. They're friends of ours from San Francisco. They're called Sands now. Well, the band that Andrew's in is called Sands. The song is just a friend of mine wrote it, and it fit in with the storyline of the record that we're putting out. And so I asked his permission to cover it, and we changed it a lot.
Is that music come? Not
it's not
from
them.
It's coming from next door. Okay, sorry. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, I thought it was George giving us some like wonderful background music.
So yeah, so that's the only cover. I'm a total hack, so I can't figure out other people's songs.
No,
so
totally.
We don't do a lot of covers.
So as far as your writing style, like, what do you guys sit around and write songs together, or do you bring something to the band yourself and be like, hey guys, I got this song. Figure out your own parts.
Well, it started more like that because I had like a bunch of songs that I had written and was looking for people to play with. But now we're more writing together in rehearsal.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get to a song in a minute. But
We should get to a song real soon.
I
want to
get into real quick, Flying Pace.
Uh-huh.
I researched it, so you're saying it's a bunch of some kind of horses in Iceland.
Right.
You researched it. I googled it like 5 minutes
well, actually,
before the show.
I watched an interview.
Acting like
I watched
so
an interview.
Prepared.
Watched one of your other interviews, and you talked about it. And I was in Iceland last year. And have you gone to Iceland?
No.
You guys should go to Iceland.
Quit bragging.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying go to Iceland. It's amazing. I didn't see horses, though.
I didn't see any horses. The fifth gate?
Nothing. I didn't see any horses.
You should go back to Iceland. That was a fail.
All right, so let's all go back to Iceland. Let's go together, and then maybe we'll get a show right.
I'm going to take you there.
We're all going to Iceland.
I like it. All right, so why don't you guys give us a song, and what's this, the first song going to be?
This is called I Had My Doubts. This is the cover song.
I Had My Doubts.
Flying Pace.
Flying Pace.
Flying Pace. Get yourself up there a little bit.
Yeah, we're all up there. Fantastic. Excellent.
Woo! Yeah. First one down, guys. We did it. We did it.
And I'm getting a couple feedback in, and you guys sound great, and everything sounds nice. So everything, all that crazy sweating and everything was worth it, and you guys sound great. Christy.
Yeah.
Where did you get the, like, that kind of, like, very, like, whisper kind of singing? Where did that come from? Was it always in you, or were you, like, a belter and then kind of quieted it down as you refined your voice?
No, I don't know.
Get up on your mic. I want to hear you.
That's a good question. It's harder to sing quietly, actually, than it is to belt. I was always a big fan of, like, Yola Tango and stuff like that when I was growing up, and I loved George's voice and that whole vibe. But it is just kind of the way I sing, also.
I mean, how is it when you were younger? When you would do, like, did you start singing and playing guitar?
I was like 16.
Yeah. So how was it then when you were young? Because I remember when I was young and like I was nervous as hell.
Oh yeah.
And I couldn't sing in front of anybody, and like singing in front of like a couple girls was like a big thing for me. And then gradually got coffee houses and stuff like that.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I mean, was it the same way for you? Or were you like geared up and ready to go first time?
I didn't play in bands a lot. Like I played with a bunch of boys when I was first learning to play the guitar, and it was funny. This is one of my favorite stories. But when I was a kid, like the Big Muff was the big distortion pedal, right?
Yeah.
Because of Nirvana, and it, you know, I still love it. But
sure,
like,
everybody
dudes
loves
would call
it.
And be like, "Hey, bring your Big Muff over here and let's hang out." And it'd be like totally legit. It wasn't like, and I'd be like, "Yes, I'm in with them. I'm so in with them."
Because of the Big Muff.
We were talking about my vagina.
Nice.
I wasn't that nervous because I would play with them.
So would you go over and just like play as loud as possible in the basement?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They would teach me like Led Zeppelin-y stuff.
Nice.
And like whatever, because I could never figure anything out on my own.
George was about to say something. I saw him get up into the mic.
Say, are you sure they weren't talking about it?
I'm sure they were to some degree. I mean, let's be honest here.
Way to make it awkward. Way to make it awkward.
I'm a small woman.
So listen, we are really, really excited that you're here. I was so nervous. I think this was the biggest thing we've done in a while, because we did have a four-person band in my house. We had Ramon and Dylan. I don't know if you know them. You know, well, maybe not. All right, but my wife, you know, has kind of been pushing us out. You know, she's
also pregnant.
She's also
she doesn't want us
pregnant.
Around.
So she, you know, she doesn't need this, you know, in the house. She just wants to rest. But so you know, I will say there was a lot of adrenaline, a lot of sweat pumping, you know, getting this together. But
sure.
I think we got it, and I think it sounds good.
I hope.
Hey, who knows?
You guys did it.
We did it. So we're gonna get to some more songs with Flying Pace.
Sure.
We're gonna get to some more questions. We got a lot of stuff to ask them.
Sure.
One of the things I want to ask you guys, it says on your website you all have cats. Is this true?
We like the pussy.
You like the pussy.
Keeping it real.
It always does. It always does.
Well, we have a little competition that I thought of for this. We all have cats, except Dave. He used to have a cat until his girlfriend broke up with him. Took the cat with her. It was an ugly cat. Anyway.
This is how we roll. This is how we roll.
But we're going to do a cutest cat competition. So you got, you know, maybe not right a little bit later.
Okay.
All right. But in about 10 minutes, we know you all have pictures
Josh
of your cats.
Ready.
He's ready.
He's ready to go.
Right.
So that's the thing. Interesting thing about a person who's a cat person or a dog, any kind of animal person, you're guaranteed they have a picture of their animal on your phone.
Or thousands.
This guy.
Video, actually, cat videos.
Yeah, Chrissy's cat is pretty cute. And he's pretty unique.
This guy has the fattest cat.
He's fat.
One of the fattest cats I've ever seen.
He's real fat.
And he posts at least 1 to 3 pictures a day and tags me as the cat every one. Yeah, so that's fantastic.
Yeah. Don't be afraid. I'm going to give you an audio note here. Get up on that mic when you're speaking. Just because, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Because we can hear you, but I don't know if the audience can hear you.
Sure.
They're tired of... Honestly, they're tired of listening to us. They hear us a lot, so...
I have a cute cat.
He's got two.
Two cats. See,
yeah,
that's...
Jess, if you're listening, if my wife is listening, we should go with Lily on this one, right?
No, Dexter!
Lily and Dexter.
Dexter and Lily.
I like a fatter cat that's black and white.
All right, what's your cat's name? I forget I'm just going to call him Drummer. It's not George. What's the other guy's? Josh. All right, sorry. Listen,
Jesus.
Yeah, so Josh, what's your cat's name?
My cat's name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Charlie the cat.
Charlie the cat. That's a good cat name.
Do you give him? Do you call him Chuck sometimes?
Yeah, we do sometimes. He's the toughest Chuck. One. He runs the Brooklyn backyard cat scene.
Nice. So he's an outdoor cat.
He kicks a lot of ass.
Nice.
He's a groovy. He's like a bulldog. It's tough.
We could plug that mic into here.
Yeah.
That one that we're not using anymore. But throw us the little on air. Give us that XLR, the drum one.
He's bringing over pictures.
Yeah.
Josh, tell us about your cat. You got all the way up from the drums to come over here.
You're ready for the cat competition.
He's very ready for the cat competition.
All right, let's get ready. Let's do this.
All right, this is happening.
I'm going to find the...
Marta, while they're looking for their cats, tell me why. How did you get into the bass?
Oh, well, I was like John, Insull from The Who.
Entwistle. He was a fantastic bass player.
I know.
He really held that band together.
I know, yeah. He's like the underrated achiever.
I'd like to say they're a good, greatest Led Zeppelin cover band, but that's my point of view.
Yeah, that's okay. They're like a different, they're like kind of like, apples and oranges.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of Led Zeppelin when I was like first learning bass and like The Police.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I've like been playing cello all my life, and like I tried to play that in bands, and that was hard because it was like plugging in a cello in like a live setting with like a sound guy. It like got to be a pain in the ass.
Well, like tonight, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
I get it.
You know, you can't control the volume on a cello. You know, it's
right.
Like, it only goes so far, and it doesn't sound that good. So
was it going from the cello and picking up bass? Was it like, oh yeah, this is badass?
Yeah, it just because felt like it felt from familiar. It's like monkey bars. It's like I could still like make music, but I can like dance and like from it. You know, I don't have to be like all like high.
Because you go from that like really like classical feel to like, oh, I'm gonna get really dirty. I'm gonna get really dirty.
Oh,
this.
It's the same. The cello you hold between your legs. So, you
that's
know,
true.
It's dirty too. You
know? It always comes back. We're always coming
really
back
nice
to that.
When you go back to school and you're studying music and there's like 21-year-old guys with like long hair, like fucking like straddling cellos around you. It's
Well, you get the vibrations. Wow. I mean, honestly, right?
You get a lot of things, you know.
I like how everyone, we have two people pretty much looking at their phones to find the cutest picture of their cat.
I know.
It's a cat off between Josh the drummer and Giggles. That's what it looks like it's come down
George,
to. George is on it.
I got one.
All right. It looks like everyone's kind of ready.
So,
I mean, it's going to be tough because the audience can't see, but we'll be the judges.
Yeah, really. Like, we're just going to spend the whole time just looking at it.
All right, that's good. That's a good pick. So,
what's that?
Oh, man. I'm going to be the judge here, I think, because I'm the only one without a cat.
I mean, this is Lily.
Me and Marta.
She's the sweetest.
She looks the sweetest.
All right, this is Noah. He's a little overweight. Get a good look, George. Get a good look.
It's a big one.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
The governor is also fat.
The governor?
The governor.
All right.
White and gray cat.
Yeah,
I like
so
it.
Not so cute. You know, just
those two would make a good couple.
Watch it.
Ouch.
All right, Josh. He's got a lot of favorites. He's got like 30.
No, I'm just, I can't find any.
He's like, let me get ones that won't get me arrested.
Fuck, Josh. Right,
yeah, they're all X-rated.
Nice.
X-rated cat shots.
Spready.
So while Josh finds his cat shot, you guys got any shows coming up?
Yes. We got a big show coming up.
Speak into the microphone, Josh. Come on, this isn't your first time.
Yes, we have a show.
next Friday. Saturday.
Is it next Friday? Oh, wow.
Friday.
It's the 20th.
Friday.
Next Friday.
July 20th.
All right.
At Union Hall.
Oh, nice.
In the lovely Park Slope neighborhood. It's very exciting. We're releasing our second EP.
July 20th?
July 20th. I'm not sure what time, but it's a great lineup. The whole night is solid. Do you know what time we're going?
I'm not sure. We're third, right,
dude? Tuck into that mic.
10 o'clock.
Sure, but it's all friends of ours. Alina Simone is going to play.
Oh, nice.
And then I think the Magnetic Islands is going to play.
Mm-hmm,
and cool. Then we're going to play.
Awesome.
And then the Unsacred Hearts are going to play.
Oh, they're awesome.
Oh, okay. So what would you, like, classify your... And I don't want to, like, pigeonhole you guys. Are you indie? Are you punk? Are you... hipster. What's your bag?
Is there a difference between indie and hipster?
Shipster.
No, I guess we're in the under the indie rock umbrella, but that's so.
Yeah, it's huge.
So many different
things. Huge these days.
It's a shit show.
It's a shit show.
It's a shit show.
I'm gonna say Josh needs to make a decision on his cat picture
because he's got
to
get behind the drums for this next song. He's got so many.
I got nothing.
Oh no! I was really waiting for this beautiful cat.
He's more of like a badass Toonses. He's like Toonses, but like more of an attitude.
He doesn't want his picture out there. Cute little
tabby. All right. I'm gonna come over here. We're moving around a little bit.
What are you doing?
So they tried calling, but you guys didn't
answer.
What are you doing?
You guys picking up your phone?
Oh. What's happening?
Somebody said they called them, but you guys didn't answer.
Oh, yeah, we didn't answer because we don't really have that capability as of right now. But maybe when we come back, we'll give it a try.
Can we roleplay it?
All you flying pace heads out there trying to get through, finally speak to your idols. And keep trying.
Yeah, we're gonna play a song. We're gonna come back.
Technology is not caught up.
Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna play a song. We're gonna come back. I want to talk about the two albums that you guys are coming out with, kind of like the dual albums, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Then we'll try to take some calls.
Cool.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready when you guys are. What's
the
next?
We're gonna play Boris and Natasha, which is the single from the record from both.
Flying Pace, Boris and Natasha.
Yeah.
Flying Pace.
Flying Pace.
Boris and Natasha.
So we're not going to try to yell into the microphones anymore, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Ben. Ben, we scream into the microphones because we like to hear ourselves talk.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Ben.
Someone on the chat, Ben, said, why are we screaming? We like to hear each other talk.
It's true. It's true. So that was a good song. What was the name of that song?
Boris and Natasha. Pay attention.
Boris and Natasha. We got a lot going on here.
We do. We do.
They should see it from our side. You know, like, they got a lot going on. There's four of them.
Who are you talking to?
There's two of us over here.
Who are you talking to?
I mean, look at this. I feel like I'm on...
What are you talking about?
Wires everywhere.
Yeah?
Oh, well. It's all right. But, you know, you look good. You look good. So, did we have a cat winner? Do we have a... Josh never showed his cat.
He's disqualified.
We had a lot of people DQ online saying that you had the cutest cat, too.
It's a Melora.
I know,
Melora.
Yes.
Email me.
It's
so we got, like, thousands of them.
So, I'd like to talk about the double album. Okay. Like, was it just... You guys came out with two separate albums, recorded them all around the same time, right?
Yeah, we recorded them all together and at the same time, the same process, but we decided to release them in two parts for two reasons. One, so that we could have two parties.
Nice, nice.
Two, because people don't digest music that way really anymore in a full album, so we were hoping that people might actually listen to the whole thing if we gave it to them in smaller chunks.
People are ADD.
And then once we're just releasing them digitally that way, and then once the second EP is being released on the 20th of July, and then right. Once that's done, we'll probably do a short run of discs of the whole thing, the full length album together, because it's meant to be really taken all together.
Together.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys listen to your music? Do you, like, will you put on your album and just listen to it, be like, or are you like a guy who never watches himself in scene or something?
I think if you guys have played, and I know you're saying you play music and you record your own music, then, you know, by the time you're done with it, you never kind of want to hear it again.
You're done with it.
And then you give it a couple months and it's like really fresh to you and stuff. I think I still like to listen to it, but it's always about the new song that we're working on.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So let me ask you this. If you listen to yourself when you're just finished, like fresh recording it, do you feel it's better to you when you fresh recorded it as you're going through the process, or like a few years later?
I don't listen to it a few years later.
Never? You never go back to listen?
Really? I think it takes a lot of like patience and like tolerance of yourself to make a record to begin with.
Oh, yeah,
totally.
You
have to hear yourself over and over and over and over again. Once you get to that point, I mean, unless you're Prince, which I'm starting to become,
nice.
Like him, I only listen to myself. Yeah,
he only listens
all the time.
To his own music. That's all.
That's what he does. Yeah. Well, he sits in his ivory tower.
Which is my goal.
Nice. That's interesting, though. So you don't listen to anything that you recorded a while ago?
Not very often.
No? I think you should, and we'll come back and talk about it. That's interesting, because okay. I mean, it's like finding an old, which I did recently. I'm going to talk about it later, next show maybe. I found a report card, from my like middle school and elementary school, and like seeing the responses that the teachers gave. There's no difference between then and now. It was all like he's really social, but he's not really attentive, and it's all the same type of things.
Yeah.
Is Josh still looking for a cat picture?
I think so.
He's given up.
Fail. This is good porn now. It's
over. Yeah. I think the amount of time spent on recording something, the more that is, the less likely you are to go back and listen to it.
Right.
Where I have like stupid stuff that I just like, you know, recorded in a rehearsal session that it took 10 minutes that,
right.
Like, it holds up.
Right.
But stuff that I, you know, we worked on this.
Easy.
these two EPs combined like a year and a half, not like a full year and a half of doing it, but like
on
between, yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's not as fresh. And those were songs that we already played for a year before we even got in the studio. So we're excited about the new stuff.
I put it on every night. And then
your mic works that much.
Play air drums.
Play air drums in the mirror.
No, it doesn't.
What kind of ear is mine? And then he poops. And then his cat poops.
You do.
And they goes, word up.
Word up. I heard something interesting. I listened to an interview with Charlie Watts, the drummer of Rolling Stones, the other day. And one of the questions asked to him, because he was really getting on about how it was in the old days compared to when they started to get really big. he talked about show length, and he was like, when we started to get big, we started to play like 3-hour shows, and it's just like too much. And he was like, 1 hour. 1 hour is the perfect show length. What's a perfect show length for you, you think? What would you like to get up and get out? We got a lot of blank stares.
Yeah, I think 1 hour is probably what we can do at this point in our lives.
Yeah.
Because 45 minutes is like the standard.
Yeah, that's
45 minutes is like the club standard.
Right.
And sometimes you feel like this is a little too short.
Right. How do you think that, why did that like come about? Because like back in the 70s, you can get up there and play for like 3 hours. And then all of a sudden it started to
go down.
If you're Zeppelin.
If
you're the Grateful Dead.
Another band in New York City playing. Right. You know what I mean? It's like on the hour, set your watch to it type of thing. You know?
Now, so have you guys ever, I'm going to take this one. I'm going to take the lead on this one.
Take it, buddy.
Have you guys ever had like a bad experience where somebody throws a bottle at you or they're like, get off the stage or, you know, heckled you?
Every show.
Yeah, what was that show we played with where all your coworkers were wasted?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of my coworkers came to see us play.
You can't trust coworkers.
Drunk.
And was it one of the amps like broken?
Upper East Side like hospital workers. Yeah, but we fixed it.
So you're not just a musician, you have a day job. Is that correct?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. They're not listening. They won't be listening.
Allegedly.
I was told that these rooms are soundproof. I guess they're.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. We're all right though.
It's fine. So what's I do want to just pump out some music because these guys are here. They got the guitars on.
We spent time miking this up.
No, we mic'd everybody except Josh, but that's
the theme.
This is our theme song, the Flying Pace theme song.
Nice. What's it called?
The Flying Pace theme song.
Nice.
Don't listen.
I didn't know. I thought it was gonna
going into something.
Thought it was going somewhere. All right, Flying Pace with the Flying Pace theme song.
Never goes anywhere.
Was the mix okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
That's kind of sad, guys.
With the mix? Aww. I feel like the mix is good.
Yeah, I think everything sounds pretty decent. Okay.
So if we had a sitcom, this would be our theme show.
It's really
too late now.
Set in stone. All right, let's do it. Hit me with the tempo.
Thank you.
Flying Pace theme song.
Yes. With something in the background.
Who are these guys? Oh, gosh. They, you know what they don't have? They don't have a radio show going on next door. So a little shout-out. Maybe we'll give them a shout-out once.
Who's that?
The Rough Magic Studios is hosting us tonight.
This is true.
They're not the sponsors of the show.
Because
we did have to pay to get studio time.
It's true.
Which we're actually going to ask you guys just to chip in. So
Radio Shack was a sponsor.
Radio Shack and
GameStop.
GameStop.
Guitar Center.
Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada.
So let me ask you guys this. Hot topic. I will say, chick bass players... are hot.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I get into it.
Whoa.
I like a chick that's playing bass.
He was watching the whole time. I'd watch out.
Not the whole time. Not the whole time.
You want to switch tank tops there?
We should. We're wearing the least amount of clothing out of everybody.
It's true. Right? That is very true.
I don't know why Dave's wearing a long sleeve shirt. You knew we were setting up a lot of wires. And
it was nice and cool in here when we first started, and then the bodies
got in.
And also, I'm going to open it up and see if we can do it. 646-915-9228, see if we could take some callers. And then we'll obviously, if it doesn't work, we'll bail on it. But if it works, let's try it. Let's do a test.
Let's do a test.
Yeah.
The first caller gets a Flying Pace digital download. You guys, I'll give you $5 for it. It's $5 for the first album, right? These guys doing? Oh, now they're getting the...
Everyone's getting ready. We don't have any callers yet. But it's coming, I think.
It's coming. 646-915-9228.
I told everyone to call and finally tell us off.
Yeah, this is the first time. So we got everyone just waiting around the headphones. This is fantastic.
Please, somebody call.
Please call.
So July 20th, you're playing again where?
Union Hall.
Union Hall.
Why don't you pay attention?
I do. I wanted them to say it.
It's good. They have bocce there. Yeah. And Flying Pace.
Oh, nice.
Good beer selection.
Flying Pace.
So are you guys all like Brooklyn livers?
Yeah. Well, not
fuck that shit. Represent Astoria.
Bro, I'm in Astoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I'm not gonna tell you on the air. I'm in the Woodside area, like 50th Street area.
Okay. I'm off of Dimars.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Hey,
that's all right. Yeah. Maybe we should get together sometime and
hang. Let's do it.
Yeah. We can get our wives together and they can hang out and talk.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where are you all guys originally from?
Yeah.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from rural Pennsylvania.
Rural? Like how rural? Like Bucks County?
Kind of like a farm almost. Oh. Not Bucks County, Venango County.
Venango. You can put those headphones on. You can hear us, I think. Can you hear me?
I can hear you anyway.
We can hear those jokers in the next room over. There's like doors and a window that are supposedly soundproof in this.
Alright, we got a caller. Let's see if we can do this. All right, let's see it. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey there.
No, we got somebody.
We got something. Caller, you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
This one. We're working on it.
Caller, you there?
Caller, you there?
I'm here.
What's happening? What's going on?
It's me. Not much. I just wanted to say that, I'm in love with this Flying Pace.
Very nice.
So
would you be considered an official stalker?
Definitely.
Press one for Barnhead Girl.
You don't know me.
Press two for
you don't know me.
So do you have you gone out and seen them before? Are you friends with anyone in the band?
Actually, well, I have to admit, I'm actually married to one of the members.
Ah.
Oh,
you've blown up my spot.
Oh, damn.
Call it. My wife never calls in.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't even
Marta,
listen.
Actually, I'm married to Marta.
To Marta. All right.
Everyone loves a bass player.
She's married to Marta.
Yeah, you have to.
Jess is married to you now.
Half the band can't hear what's going on. This is terrible.
Jess, what up? Hula hoop. Yo. Check it.
So is there a song that you'd like the Flying Pace to sing next? Is there a favorite? Does George lullaby you to sleep? Does he like give the
serenade
you? You know, with the guitar stance.
I like how you're doing air guitar right now.
Wow, I don't know which song. I would say let Josh pick.
Let Josh pick.
Josh can't even pick his cat picture.
I gotta pick.
You gotta pick a song, Josh.
Okay. Okay, let's do Thought Balloons.
Thought Balloons. All right, so this is Thought Balloons.
This is the one where I have a vocal on.
Ooh, oh, all right. Make sure you get up on a mic, George.
I'm going to dedicate it to our number one stalker.
Aww.
Thanks for calling. Do you have any messages for the band as we part with you?
I just want to say that I vote for Grady for the best cat.
Okay. Is that Grady? Right, Grady?
Gravy.
Gravy. Gravy.
Oh, my God.
Gravy for the best cat. Which we didn't get to see any of any of Marta's pictures.
My Facebook page, and
all right, we'll all go to her Facebook page and stalk.
She's like in the kitchen. She's carrying her cell phone in the bathroom on my stage.
All right, darling. Thanks for calling in. We're gonna let them choose and play another song. We're gonna come back and we're gonna do more callers. I think this is working. So we'll try some more.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Yeah. Take care of that distortion.
I felt like I had to turn up on the last one.
I love it.
Hey, everybody.
There he is.
Yeah. Getting the behind the curtain look at how a band...
George, your wife sounds hot.
She is.
She's
extremely hot.
No joke.
Not kidding.
She's like super hot.
I'm completely in love with her.
Yeah, she does
well. Christy's trying to seduce her, and I don't like it.
For like 10 years.
Oh, you could let that fly, though. Come on.
No,
one night.
They won't let me hang out while it happens.
Well, let them have fun then, you know? Whatever.
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
This is true. That's what we do here.
This is Thought Balloons.
Yeah.
99 Thought Balloons? Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, guys.
Up!
Get that snare rocking.
Victors on a grandma's stoop. There shouldn't be a reason that we didn't succeed. There shouldn't be a reason we would end up as thieves. It's just how it looks. Whatever's in your thought balloon, blow it to me. In a kiss to capture it, nothing lipstick. A little blood to blot away with your handkerchief. We know.
What happened? There it is.
There it is.
There we go.
All right.
Fantastic. What was the name of that tune? Give me some vocals.
All right, Josh, July. your mic is not working.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There it is.
That's a dangerous thing.
It is a dangerous thing. So July 20th, Union Pool, come out. Oh. Union Hall, not Union Pool in Williamsburg.
Come
Union
on.
Pool, yes. All right, so who's the lineup again? Well, I just want to get the plugs in before the show ends and whatnot.
Starting it off with Russian songwriter Chantreuse. Alina Simone. Amazing.
It's not a real
nice.
Name.
Next up.
Yeah. And then
back and
our
forth.
Friends Magnetic Island are playing with
Magnetic
us.
Island?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so that is the drop of the album, right? The next album too,
yeah.
Right?
The 20th.
Very mm-hmm. nice.
So anyone that comes gets a free download
right.
And a button.
Ooh, a button.
All right.
Yeah, buttons.
Right?
Buttons.
Can we get buttons? I mean, can
ooh,
we get buttons?
Yeah.
I got a couple.
I'd also like, I don't know if you guys brought any, I forgot to ask, to any albums you guys could
sign.
It's
a digital download.
If you guys have any albums, sign them. We'll give them out next week. That would be awesome. Or like whenever we can play it.
Yeah, we can give you downloads.
Perfect.
I love downloads.
Maybe sign the cards. Can you guys sign the cards?
Oh, this is great.
How we do it.
Flying Pace.
I love it.
This is so... You know, I hate to say hip, but this is very hip. This is very hip. I don't want to harp on it, but I did see somebody the other day, a hipster was riding a bicycle in Williamsburg. Go figure. But he had no hands. He was riding a fixed gear or one gear, one of those bikes. He had no hands on the bike, no helmet, and he had a bagel in one hand and a water bottle in the other. And I don't want to see people get hurt. But I really wanted to see this guy, just like, see what would happen if he lost control.
I walked over here from Williamsburg and I saw a girl on her bike texting.
Oh,
she was on her phone. I don't know if she was texting, but I was like, she was totally like doing this. I do that when I'm walking and I feel like I'm a threat
oh,
to
exactly.
safety. You know, like she was on a bike.
I think it's in England where they've actually put up on telephone poles bumpers. So that you won't walk into one. It'll be padding. I think it was England, but I saw a news story about it the other day. Regardless. I have one question for you guys. One serious conversation, and then we'll see what the answer is, and then we'll move on. Does the insurance thing, health insurance thing, affect you in any way? Personally?
Way to bring it down.
I just want to see, because like I haven't really heard anything about it.
It kicked in recently.
Yeah,
get up on that mic. Get up on that mic.
One healthcare worker in the band, so you know we've got the professional side of this
one. That's true. But does it affect us personally?
Get on that microphone, Christine.
Or professionally.
I have a job and it has health insurance, so I'm good.
Yeah. I have to drop $300 every time I go to the doctor.
Oh, jeez, that sucks. Terrible.
I could examine you for free. Sorry, was that too far? Was that too far?
I think this guy wants to be in the band.
Yeah, he does.
Do whatever
he does.
Make it
no,
a
no, I mean, like, yeah.
I had
Plus for a month, and then, like, they were just like, fuck it, you gotta go to the Medicaid office. And I'm like, oh, God, the Medicaid office.
Oh, that sounds
like,
so old.
Because they're like, your rent is too much, you should move into a smaller, cheaper apartment. I'm like, well, nobody wants to live with me and my cat, like, let alone.
So they told you that you're living beyond your means.
Right. And like I know that, you know. It's like
well, that's why I don't have insurance.
Right, like
so
these
I can live
are 15 years old, they're almost as old as me. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, it's like yeah, it's like we'll just pay out of pocket. So I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna affect me, but they still say go to the Medicaid office.
Interesting. That's interesting that they.
None of us are young enough to be on our parents' insurance.
I know we're all too old now, aren't we? Oh, it's terrible. I'll try a couple, another phone call, and then maybe we'll. We're getting close to the end of the show. Maybe we'll end it with a song.
Yeah, I think we all have pre-existing conditions.
Oh yeah, totally.
Down to a man.
Yeah.
We're just a seething cesspool of pre-existing conditions.
It's true, totally.
But I think that could have been taken care of easily with antibiotics.
Yeah.
But now.
Right. I have actually a roommate that
terrible.
When anyone goes to like South America, he's like, yo, just bring back whatever you can find. Fish antibiotics, that's cool. Just bring back whatever you can find. And they usually do. It's kind of sketchy.
I order them online, honestly.
There you go. 646-915-9228. Try to give us a buzz. We're here. We're hanging out.
Flying Pace.
Flying Pace.
We got into our Flying Pace. I will explain what the Flying Pace is. It's the Icelandic horses when they're running so fast that all five legs.
Five legs?
Four legs. It's called a.
Is it a guy or a girl horse?
You see what he did there?
I see what he did.
I think it's a guy.
Nice.
It's called the fifth gate, and they all four legs are off the.
Did you just Google that while we were playing music?
I did this yesterday because I was doing my band research.
Didn't we talk about this at the beginning of the show?
You just plagiarized the reviewer that said she had a soft, smoky voice.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into a fight?
Does she smoke?
What happened
here? Whoa.
Hey,
ooh.
Hey, now.
No.
It's so sexy in here.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's
half hour over.
We probably should end at 10:30 just so we can pack up and get out. We brought a lot of shit here. We brought a lot of stuff.
True. Yeah. I'll see if we can take one more call. 646-915-9228, and then we'll...
Delilah never has to ask for callers.
Just call up again and act like a dude.
Hey, this is friend. So what song would you guys like to end the show with? Something maybe like a little like nice and melodic and just happy, like we're ending a show. That's my guess. I don't know your songs well enough to say which song.
Don't feed them words.
Okay.
Let's do
it. Carnival Cruise. This is not called Carnival though.
I know.
This one's called I'm on Fire Yet I Dance.
Oh, nice.
I like it.
All right, well, Flying Pace has joined us in studio, and it was fantastic. We are about to end the show with a song from Flying Pace called, what was it again?
I'm on fire, yet I dance.
I'm on fire, yet I dance. Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, July 20th at the Union Hall. Right? There it is.
You got it.
They got...
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, hey, no, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate your understanding.
Oh, you guys are sweethearts.
Yeah. There was a point when I thought they were going to leave.
Giggles just blushed.
No.
Yes, that will happen. All right. Thank you guys again, Flying Pace, with I Am on Fire, Yet I Can Dance.
Yet I dance.
One, two.
Step up, friends, enjoy the show. Wonder the spectacle. Folds full of the sights and sounds that you know you should. Each other's show. Come on, come to town.
sad.